Hello, game.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. The temptation gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, and you are not fooled. This is Sir Aaron Carter on the Video Game Bang. Not live. The weekday show, everybody.
Whoa, Corey.
Crazy.
What happened to your voice?
He
and why do you call yourself Aaron?
He wishes he had this voice.
I think
literally, before he goes to bed at night,
he gets down on his knees,
and he prays, Lord, if I can have one thing in this world, make it Aaron Carter's voice.
True story. I heard it at E3 when he was drunk.
Lord listens and says, I'm sorry, Aaron Carter's voice is unique. That's all we can do for you. So let's see who's here today, everybody. The man who's going to be operating the Oscars. David Ng, everybody.
Oscars, so
hey,
white.
Guys. It's good to be back on the show. It's been so long.
He has been gone for like a long, long time. What have you been up to? I mean, you're doing the Oscars now? It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I do audio. So they called me up. And I'm like, hey, we need you to hook up some speakers for us.
It makes perfect sense.
It does.
Wait, is this real?
No.
Okay. The man that's gullible enough and is going to the Oscars to make it more whiter. The real David Webb, everybody.
Yeah, they needed to even out the white ratio. Because they have white.
Yes.
But they don't have enough, like, really white.
So you're that pasty.
I'm there. Yeah, I'm like a seat filler.
That transparent.
I have to even out the lighting because the lighting is
It's going to shine down and then just reflect
all kinds
back
of,
at yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. The other Jada to protest.
The other Jada. Who's the other Jada?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
To protest the Oscars.
Oh,
for
yeah,
not
the other
being
Jada. Okay. I get
black
it.
Enough.
Good job, David.
Jada's with us, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? Yeah, definitely.
Gonna
Oscars
protest?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I got to. Solidarity.
Yeah, everybody is up in arms over this stupid thing, and I don't understand.
I really don't.
I haven't followed it. It got posted up on my Facebook or something like that, and I was just like, what is this? You know, I'm black.
Yeah.
So let me check it out. You know, and I did, and I was like, I'm over it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I probably still wasn't going to watch it anyway. I mean, I'm never at home, so, you know, it's...
See, I'm going to wear even wider makeup, so I really screw up.
That's
the
terrible.
We sell transparent.
That's how I go.
You're
going
to be the
ghost. We sell your shade. I would recommend going with transparent.
Selfie.
I'm not even joking. That is a real color.
See, and then I'm going to attack him from the inside. I got you.
Wow.
There you go.
We're brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. And Lion headphones. Great headphones, by the way, everybody. Hear the roar. And we're on NerdReactor.com. Don't forget them. Showing us love because we showed them love and now we're showing them love, right? Right?
We give
Nailed
love
it.
Everywhere.
Yes, we do. If you are wondering, where is Corey at?
He's
well,
dead.
He's missing.
He has herpes.
He got lost in the woods.
So all those are true. You choose. You know, this is player's choice.
He got lost in the woods.
Yep.
Where he caught herpes.
Where he got herpes.
Yep.
And then died.
Wow.
From said herpes.
Wow. So we'll see if we can get some, I don't know, some type of necromancer to revive him and bring him back.
I can say is, Aaron, don't miss a show.
Oh, no. No, trust me. I haven't. I won't. You know, like I said, this is therapy. Side note, everybody. We got to give a special shout out to one Victoria Castillo, everybody. She's a dear, dear friend of mine. And
hi, Victoria.
Yeah,
hi,
everybody
Vicky.
Say hi to Victoria.
Hi.
She hates Vicky.
Yeah, she hates Vicky.
She hates
ever call her Vicky.
Victoria Castillo.
Victoria. You say your last name, too.
I always say her last name. First and last. Victoria
Aaron's
Castillo.
Aaron's a very proper man.
Very
Victoria
proper.
Castillo.
This young lady,
basis, so.
Young lady is a big fan of ours.
Ah.
She is a huge gamer, but one of those kind of... shy.
Timid.
You know what I'm... Yeah,
you.
You see where I'm getting
I got
at.
You.
Wouldn't come on the show with us?
No, she definitely wouldn't come on the show with us. Unless
I'll help
you
out, Victoria. I'll help you out.
Jada's going to help out Victoria?
I'll help her out.
She's one of those ones that won't talk in the chat rooms whenever they're playing Call of Duty.
Sounds like me.
Oh.
Really low.
You going to shoot him?
Guys, the bomb
over here.
I just wait for people to talk shit, and then nobody ever pronounces my name right on my console. I don't know why. I always get like Jadarna, and I'm like
Jadarna.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, I'm like, it's Jadarina.
So I'm gonna have to give Jadarina the gamer tag of Victoria. Well, I have to get the gamer tag of Victoria.
Yeah, get her gamer tag. I'll play some games with her.
So Victoria Castillo, that shout out's for you. And we're moving right along, everybody. She's probably gonna hate that.
It's fine.
Oh my god, you see me?
I've got good experience breaking people out of shells.
Oh well, she's got a Koopa shell definitely right around her.
Is it a green Koopa or a red Koopa?
It might be a blue one. Ooh. With spikes everywhere.
Ooh. Oh, that's pretty dangerous.
I like that. I like the challenge. Who's
the motherfucker?
I like the challenge.
Exactly.
You just boost it the last second. You're good. Yeah.
So, like we said before, Corey is not with us. He is in a better place right now. On the ones and twos over there is David Ng. David Ng.
Say something.
He's waving. He's Hello. Waving for the podcast
listeners. Oh, yeah,
that's listeners.
Right. There are people that just listen to this and don't see the video. Hi, guys.
David Ng, you've been away from the ones and twos for a long time, and you've been called back again
Indeed.
To give us that special magic that you do with technology.
I do machines.
Why do you think that is, though, Donatello?
Why does he get to be Donatello?
Because
he
does Corey machines. Doesn't trust you. Oh, okay. That's why it is.
And you know what? Fair enough. Fair enough.
Telling it like it is right there.
Exactly. Because I don't know what I would do if I had to record this thing. It'd probably be one microphone, and all you guys would be silent. And
it would just be him talking.
Pretty much.
We came near doing monologue. That when we were at my house.
Yes, we did.
Show.
We came very
near.
We were
just like, you know what? This is one show. We're just going to do it one man it.
Yep.
Steven, Larissa, Webb, shut up.
Back me up whenever you can.
This.
If I throw the
you
mic
guys
to
do
you,
the
just gonna make them.
They're
make them your
as
hype
I
man,
say things.
Hype men, your hype crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you hear is Aaron talking, then in the background with us. Like,
just to confirm,
that's
my
actually
genius.
Incorrect.
Every 3 minutes, that's not right.
That's wrong.
That's not right.
That's wrong.
And then a random, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I might throw it to the crowd once or twice. But today it feels weird because I want to. Do the regular stuff that I do on the weekend shows.
But it's not your weekend
but
show.
But I can't.
I mean,
yeah.
you guess like, technically
you, do what
you can.
You want.
Yeah, but it doesn't
but then you
got to
double up your content.
Same.
But you're in charge now.
But it doesn't feel. I mean, I can't do the, you know.
All right, well, let's do some standard stuff.
B-A-W.
Then.
I'm not even going to say it. Not even going to say
it.
It
wouldn't feel right because these two
right.
wouldn't join me. You'd.
I don't know. Would you?
I would.
He would?
I did.
You would?
I did on the Halloween show.
Oh, he was
he
on the Halloween
you jerks.
Show.
I remember him.
That
Hey, Darina,
so long ago.
Would you join it? Us for our Spanish-speaking friends.
Wouldn't it be Hadarina?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's
Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah,
Spanish
so.
Right?
Yeah, it's closer.
Yeah, right? What?
It was a J pronouncing as an H.
Yeah, it's
how
it
fine. Now you're not included. Hadarina. Just mean.
What are we talking about?
Let's just do some
gaming
news, everybody. Let's just
gaming
do some.
News.
That's the worst.
Hey, what's everyone playing?
Are we going to just throw that in there?
Why not?
All right.
We're not, because the sound clip's
playing?
Not going to play, is it?
I don't have the sound
Since
clip,
Since
no.
you brought it up, Mr. David Ng, you go ahead and go first. What are you playing?
Fallout. Fallout has consumed my life.
Really now?
Fallout 1, huh?
Fallout
That's
4.
Amazing.
Fallout 4.
He said Fallout 1. Yeah. Are you new to the game?
What do you mean by new?
Like, how long ago have you picked up the game? Because it means it's been out for...
I got started in early December. So.
Oh, okay.
So he's already way past me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm level 67.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at you.
It's a grind at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm sporting a very strong 10.
Yeah, that's
it's a very
that's
strong
a struggle. That's definitely a struggle.
I'm a 10, but I'm like a strong 10.
I'm a very strong
I'm not like
10.
A weak ass 10.
what are you liking about it so far, though? Like, what really sticks out to you?
I mean, sticks out. I mean, the exploration is nice. I definitely like they put a lot of thought into their various locations. It's not a good RPG because I can go and get every single skill, but I enjoy that I can go and get every single skill.
You like having that option.
It's one of those things we talk about in RPGs, like, man, I really want to just be able to do everything, but it's not a good option ever.
No, it's really not like a good model for RPGs, but I kind of enjoy the experience of it right now.
I agree with that.
Jada, what are you playing?
A lot of League and a lot of Street Fighter 4. I am practicing up, getting ready for 5 to come out for, hopefully, if I get good enough and do well, Evo.
Do you think the difference between 4 and 5 is going to be really drastic?
From what I've already seen, like I went down to San Francisco last week for a tournament at Showdown at the Foundry. for the pros, well, I'm just giving them, I'm giving them their, you know, they take care of me, I take care of them, give them a shout out.
The Foundry.
What you call it? Well, the event holders are Showdown, so look them up. They're pretty awesome. They do things Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday every week. 6 to 12.
All right, that was really game.
But from the tournament, from what I could see, the pros that were there, because there were a bunch of pros that were there, Justin Wong, Snake Eyes, LPN was there. He actually won the whole thing, the Street Fighter V tournament. It seems like most people are not having trouble adjusting from 4 to 5, really.
That's a good thing.
It's like, the big thing is just learning everybody's different, and so many people are used to, like, focus attacks, and those are gone. So there's no focus attacks anymore. So you have to, when you, you know, are ready to reset your combo, like, you have to be more creative. Like, it's not focus attack into your next combo you want. You actually have to, you know, jump in attack, or, you know, whatever else you want to do if you have your ultra up and stuff like that. But most of the time you won't.
I'm actually looking forward to playing that just a little bit. Yeah.
But now the real question.
Yeah.
Are you going to hit Challenger this season in League?
God, no, probably not. Well, you know what, actually?
Explain.
Challenger is the top tier level of League. It's like what? Like, I think 0.5% of players or something like that, or 1%.
Probably less than that. Yeah.
It's super tiny. But those are the people you see playing the pro teams. Those are the pro teams. Okay. They're on the Challenger circuit. And then there's another batch of people who are not on the pro teams that are playing in Challenger circuit. Those are teams that are playing and competing in the tournaments throughout the year to try and go to the cup and get on that sponsor. Because they only support, what is it, 8 teams, I think? 8 or 12?
Yes, I think in North America it's 8.
Yeah. So you have to be, your team has to be in the top 8 in that Challenger Series to qualify to play in the tournament.
And then you have to play a separate tournament to get into that 8.
Yeah.
Dumb game. David Webb, what are you playing?
I've been smiting the crap out of this.
There you go. It is about damn time. It is about damn time. Now, what are you liking about it? Because I know you actually have been playing a lot of Smite. Yeah. I have been playing with him, giving him some pointers.
I never get invites to these things.
Would you play Smite with us?
Sure, why not?
It's that attitude that we do not
need.
We want go-getters.
I'm glad that I'm an afterthought.
No.
I wasn't even an afterthought. No. I had to bring it up, right?
I turned him down.
He jumped into the chat room
all of a sudden and then shot it down like the Hindenburg as soon as we were like, hey,
jumped
do you
into
wanna...
the chat room? I was pestered so long to jump into that chat room.
I have. By whom?
By Corey.
All right, then. He is not here. We do not speak of the dead. We're playing Smite.
Continue. You know what? I like it because I like the MOBA aspect of it, but I like the fact that it's more like a third-person shooter.
Yes.
At least my character.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, yeah, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like an easier, it makes more sense to play.
It's easy, you know? Like, you pick it up and you know this is right.
I'm sure you could take that knowledge and you could transfer it and move to Heroes or the other one, but...
No, Vice, yeah, you literally can. Yeah. So... It's the same thing. Whenever I got rid of League and I played Smite for a long period of time and I went back to League, you can transfer some of that knowledge because it's interchangeable.
The basis
the
of the
fundamentals.
Same.
The fundamentals of a MOBA are the same, yes.
I will say that I think the top down for the character I play, Neith, for my ult, the top down would be a lot easier because I target and like 9 times out of 10, I'm like, oh, I see that son of a bitch right there. He has 1 line of life left. I'm going to get him. And then I try to ult. And then I'm trying to follow him and track him, and people are moving in and out of the way, and so the targeting keeps switching, and then like I end up ulting somebody who has full health. Son of a bitch.
There's...
What's your ult? Is it a sniper shot?
It's basically a sniper shot.
It's Caitlyn's ult.
He's Caitlyn.
Yeah. It's difficult, but there's a lot of body blocking in the game. You know, people taking hits for their partners and stuff like that. So it fits.
That's how games work, man.
It fits well.
Gotta help.
Anything else you're playing?
Warframe,
another
good one.
Actually,
it just got brought up in the chat.
Nice.
Gaming says that we were hyping it up so much, so he started playing it, and he added us, and then we haven't been on.
Oh. Sorry.
That's the first thing you need to learn about this group is they get hyped on a game, play it for 2 weeks,
and then we move on,
and then instantly drop it with not ever talking about it again.
Yep, pretty much.
It wasn't like that for Smite, not for me at least.
You took a pretty huge break.
You took a break.
You took a long break after not playing for a long time. Like I took I took like half a season off of League after playing for like 4.5 seasons straight, like every day.
Well, because
so that's like that's a you know it's.
It's there's a reason though. There's a reason. So if you
there
play,
was a girl.
No, not just that.
There's just that.
Not just that.
There's.
She was a big
so
great.
Okay, let's get to mine. I was playing
Aaron,
Smite
playing?
Too. Yes, I've been playing Smite as well. But I also wrote an article on nerdreactor.com. Go check it out. That Smite kind of has a ceiling for other players that don't play Conquest, which is just the basic three lanes, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. I play Smite all the time. I play Arcade or Arena. There's Siege. These are all other modes other than the one that you guys see on tournaments and Twitch and stuff like that. But once you hit level 30, you know, usually on like League of Legends, you hit 30, you go play the league, the pro.
You play ranked.
Yeah, you play ranked. So I try to do the same thing. I'm like, okay, I'm 30. Let's go to ranked. No, because that means I have to play Conquest mode only. I don't want to play Conquest mode. I want to play Arena. I want to play Siege. I want to play Joust.
So you don't want the strategy of it.
There is strategy in those other modes.
But it's like the other modes are mostly team fight. That's basically what they
not
are.
With,
you don't get the map strategy.
Not with...
Which is like where a lot of the game, I think, comes in.
Yeah.
Well, there's some in Joust. Joust is definitely their strategy in that.
I
Siege,
mean,
there's
ARAM.
Definitely...
ARAM.
Joust is ARAM?
Yeah. No, Assault is ARAM.
Okay.
Assault
what is Joust?
Is,
what Joust,
is Joust is one lane.
Joust is one lane.
Okay, so
but
it's
you are blind pick. No, ARAM is all random, all mid, right?
Yeah, but it's one lane.
Yeah, so
it's same map.
There's
okay.
Assault.
But I get you.
There's Assault that's all random, all mid.
Mm-hmm.
So...
So you're saying Joust is essentially ARAM, but you get to pick your characters.
3-on-3, picking your characters, yes.
Okay, so it's Twisted Tree Line mixed with ARAM. Got
there
it.
There you go. So
it's like a narrow Twisted Tree Line. You only fight in the jungle.
The strategy there, Siege also has strategy. That is 4v4. And
what is that? What is Siege? Is that
two lanes opposite each other and a middle jungle. Like a big middle
it's
jungle, actually.
It's just a
two-lane
game instead of
okay,
a three
so
lane.
That's Twisted Tree Line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then there's
I
Twisted,
don't play
Tree
Twisted Tree
Line.
I don't know that one.
I like Twisted Tree Line. It's fun.
And then they just added a new one called Clash, which is a mixture of Arena and the Conquest mode, where they... I don't know. It's literally just a mixture of those two.
That one, like, panics me, because there's too many angles that they can come at me from.
Yeah, it's
see,
good.
That's the real game, though. That's like when you play three lanes, is like, you can't... Mm-hmm. You
but it's more streamlined.
Map awareness.
But that yep. one is more streamlined, because the map is smaller. They want you to get in and start having team fights right off the bat instead of laning first. That's exactly how Clash kind of feels to me. But none of these are in ranked.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm 30, I'm wasting my 30 for...
Well, it's because they're not a big... They don't draw big, you know, groups.
Incorrect. If you read my article on nerddirector.com, I did my research, and the top games are Arena, Assault, then Conquest.
See, because most of your Smite players are probably League players that want to take a break from actually playing a challenging map.
Oh no!
So they go to Arena, and so they can just fight, so they can get their aggression out.
Do you not?
So they go to League and just
be
passive.
Do you not feel challenged whenever you play Arena?
Well, you should be if you're playing against people of equal skill. I mean, that's...
Oh,
you
he
know,
plays
that's
people with higher skill because
I play
with him. That's one.
Yeah.
But also because they rank you or they match you with people at my level.
Right, but it's not dependent upon how many kills you get. It's depending on how many minions you keep out of your portal. So you could have, like, we could be at, like, 25. The other team could be at 2. But if they're better at stopping minions than we are, doesn't matter how good they are at kills.
Yeah.
Well, if you win team fights, though, you're going to pressure them back, and your minions are instantly going to get in. So it's a giant
not necessarily
team fight.
Because you push them back, and then they're back by their portal. They can chill by the portal, not even interact with team fights, and still win because they're stopping all of our minions from getting into the portal.
I don't understand how you would have a hard time.
We're not
going to
get anywhere in this argument.
I know. My big thing with that one is I don't understand how the game mode works.
If you had put it at,
who has a hard time killing minions?
If you had to put it at.
You got to try it.
It's
put that into your 24-hour stream.
It's a very, very difficult...
I could do that, actually, tonight. I got it on my Xbox.
It's a very, very difficult thing for me to be like, oh, I'm just satisfied with not doing anything extra. I'm not going for, like, a bronze, silver, mm-hmm. or gold rank type of thing, you know, in these modes that I love to play. And I don't understand why Hi-Rez wouldn't just add, you know, other, you know, things in there. For one, it adds you know, it opens up rank to more people who, you know, to be more inviting to, you know.
Adds diversity.
And then also, it exposes problems in those games when people try to take it seriously because they want to get ranked and everything like that. They're like, well, this is flawed. How about we fix that?
Maybe they're just not serious.
And see, that's the problem. It's all in my article. You can check it out on nerdreactor.com. It's ridiculous. But on side note, we got a challenge, too. Oh.
Challenger.
A while back, we got a challenge in League of Legends. You remember that?
Yeah.
And when we got challenged there, I said...
I wish I could pull up the clip right now.
I wish we could, too.
That'd be great.
I said I wanted to put together...
All-Star Squad.
The best team. So I instantly eliminated myself from that because I was like, that's not...
You were learning. I think you were like level 14
exactly.
or something at the time.
I don't even think I'm 14 now.
See, that's the difference between you and me because I'd be like... Hell yeah, bring it!
Yeah, no.
That was Corey's mentality.
That's where me and Corey, I want to win, so I want to put the best leg forward. He wanted to. I don't know what the hell he wanted to do.
It's
he
was Corey. Just getting your name out there, so you wanted to put
the
hosts on there.
Yeah, no.
When I thought it was going to be that way, that's when I was like, okay, I'll join in. But I'm going into, I want to win. So I'm like, we got Jada, we got Adam, we got Noelle.
We got other Adam.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we got other Adam. Mm-hmm. And then we were just like looking for a fifth.
I was probably going to bring David.
We're
going
to have him support the crap out of people.
Yep.
Right?
David brushes.
Me and David are going to take down bottom lane.
So we got another challenge, but this time in Smite. So I'm like, well, then I'm definitely in this one.
All right, so who's your dream team? Let's
dream
go.
Team? I don't even have one yet.
Because you don't have
what
enough players.
Not enough people.
Not enough players. So you're saying you need to play.
What you got right now, pick.
I'm in it by default.
I have
just not enough.
I have me. I have Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are your other three?
That's it.
If Jerry can spontaneously split himself and me
multiplying man.
Yeah. If I had to pick,
yes, have to pick.
Me, Jerry, Steven Gutierrez, because he is definitely familiar.
Okay. Bologna.
He plays a dope Bologna.
Baloney.
Sorry, Webb, but Larissa.
No, that's.
She jumped in with Changa the other night, and she said that Sona basically from League.
She does. She plays a mean Sona.
She did. She did amazeballs.
Corey.
Corey plays a good Thor.
Yeah.
So if I have Thor, Changa, me as Kefri.
Do you fit all the roles you need?
That's what I'm going through. Steven is Chuck, and then
Jerry
could be any magic, and he'll do good. So yeah, we.
All right, you got to pick one more though. You're taking Corey.
I'll take Corey for the assassin.
Okay,
sorry, Webb, but you're still new.
No, I'm still new. No, because like Larissa is new, but she's played MOBAs.
But
before.
She picked. Yeah,
I'm not only new to the game, but I'm new to the whole genre.
Yeah, Larissa.
What happened to MOBA Mondays?
What happened to Mobile Mondays?
Yeah, Mobile Mondays.
I was doing that because I started doing Smite on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. And I got so furiated.
I got a computer.
Watching that.
Mm-hmm. And I started doing it on the computer. And then my computer died. And then I fixed it. And then it died again. So
like
Mobile Mondays are on the hold.
So your computer is broken still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let me ask you a question.
Permadeath.
You just got a PlayStation 4.
Correct.
When you opened up the PlayStation 4.
Correct.
And you plugged it in.
Correct.
Did you have to install an operating system?
Incorrect.
Did you have to worry about fixing or replacing a hard drive when you first opened it out of the box?
Well.
You can, depending
you
on
can.
What size you get.
Some people do.
But no,
some
I
people,
did not.
Some people do, but
no,
that's
I
by choice.
No.
No, there was malfunctions on PS4s when they launched.
Yeah,
some of them.
Not now.
But no.
Don't
know,
cut
no.
my legs off from
you're,
underneath me.
You're correct. No, I did not.
That is why console gaming is still strong, because I just built my own PC-ish, kind of built it, watched mainly, and... I've had nothing but trouble with the damn operating system. Luckily, we have Alexander Bagginsworth, who is friends of the show. He has been helping me greatly, and Corey. But yeah, it's frustrating as hell.
So you, I mean, I understand you. I was hearing you the whole time whenever you were
going
through your
son of a bitch.
Yeah, and I'm like, I understand why consoles now are more widely accepted than the PC because. Mm-hmm. not everybody's going to be, you know.
And there's a lot of people who are less patient than David Webb.
Tech savvy. Yeah.
It's not just tech savvy, though. It's money.
Money.
But you can get, I paid less. Patience. I paid less than what Webb did. And I can run my games to where I can play them.
Okay, how much did you pay for your?
$450.
$450 for for your total machine.
For my total machine, yeah. Because remember,
is that including gifts?
And what do you mean by gifts?
Did you get any like graphics card from the show? Or
anything? Yeah, I got a graphics card. From the show.
All right, so
yeah.
Okay, so
but
that's
mind
much
you,
than $450.
Mind you, though, I was playing games before that graphics card. I definitely played Smite. Before the graphics
Smite
card.
Does not mean anything because I play that on my laptop.
Well, there it is then.
Yeah, most
that's all you need
can
anyway.
On
that's all you need anyway. I mean,
although I played Smite on my laptop
and it blew up.
No, damn near. it was basically polygons that I was playing with.
That's right. You were telling
looks
me.
Looks a little rough. Yeah.
And this is a good story, guys. This is a good story.
In Joust, you know how like you have like the text that says like Manicamp and like. Yeah, that was just blue blurs.
Wow. Well, you know, blue means to go to the mana. And
no, they were both blue.
They were
blue.
Both blues.
Oh, good lord. They didn't even have the colors
there
right?
There was colors right here right now.
Good lord. Good
great.
Lord.
That is amazing.
The boobs of my character are pointy.
Well, one day we will have consoles and PC players live in harmony. And we'll have
pretty
games
unlikely.
Spread across the land that
will always hate each other.
That
well,
won't be exclusive.
I mean, there's going to be some common grounds. Street Fighter, you know, Sony is playing real nice with PC players. Street Fighter V is going to be cross-play, and it's launching on both PC and PS4. So
are they going to, like, dock down the PCs then?
How dare
typically
you?
Typically, they're faster.
You're going to dock up the,
the PS4.
The consoles.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they have to.
Okay. Well, we'll see how it goes.
David Webb, a couple of days ago, posted something
on
my Facebook. He was like, you know what? We should talk about this on the show. I'm like, we're a gaming geek nerd culture talk show. So, yeah. Let's do it.
I saw one of his posts.
Oh, Webb, what he posted on my Facebook. He posted an article that says, it's time to stop. He said, it's time to stop demanding accuracy in comic book movies.
Webb needed somebody else to hold him at night.
That's terrible.
It's that voice, I tell you.
I read that. I didn't even read the full article. I read the top paragraph.
Yeah.
And then I had to reread it because it was small text.
And he's old.
Give me the gist of it.
The gist of it is this guy, Mr. Isaac Jordan, it's Isaac Jordan, says that we don't need one-for-one accuracy in our movies for comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Stop demanding it. Stop getting pissed off that Batman has an assault rifle in Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Crap.
Okay, continue.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
I'm here to say, we need to demand this.
I agree.
We need.
Wait, did you read the rest of the article?
No,
or
he
that
didn't.
The first paragraph?
Because the rest of it actually made sense.
All right, David, why don't you?
David Webb,
defend
your article so I can refute every single thing that you say.
So he's saying that the gist of the article is basically when you look at comic book characters and look at the source material, there is not one Harley Quinn. There's
correct.
Not one Batman.
Correct.
There's not one any relevant hero. If you have one version, then you're probably not very important in the comic book universe. So this is just another version of that. He also points out the fact that most of these origin stories came from the 50s or the 70s, and these origin stories wouldn't really work here. Like, okay, Black Panther.
Okay, Mr. Wakandian.
Not Black Panther. I was like, be careful with
that
you choose. Falcon. Falcon.
Yes, I remember his origin stories.
Wasn't he like a Vietnam fighter pilot and he crash landed on an island?
On an island, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so today.
When did he get telepathic ability with birds?
When did that happen? I don't know about
crazy
the telepathic abilities, but I know
he had telepathic abilities.
I'm saying I don't know when he got it, but I know he was communicating just with the birds whenever he was fighting whatever bad guys were on that island.
He devoured birds on the island, and one of them was bitten by a radioactive spider.
So,
okay. So, Okay, when was that written? That was written near the Vietnam. Near the Vietnam War. So if we did that now, that wouldn't have any relevance because it's not a Vietnam War that's fighting right now.
Okay, but this is
and
what
be protesters.
Okay,
do not
I hear them.
So for their
the origin,
records.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, the origin story is it's like it has to be different because there's different versions of each character.
Here's the thing.
So if you look at it that way, if you
this
look at it,
this is the same thing
just
that Marvel
did
with their Ultimate comic book universe. Though.
Yes.
Well, they rewrote the characters to be more modernized with their backstories.
And the way that DC did with New 52. Like one of the other
I don't even know their origin stories in New 52.
They're
it
all
happened out of
nowhere. They're slightly different. They're not drastic. Like not a lot of them are drastically different in New 52, but they are slightly different. Yes.
Now this is where I'm definitely going to show my ignorance with DC. I was reading an article
about Wolverine. Okay.
No, yeah, about Wolverine, and Jughead came in.
He's always in Wolverine comics.
A lot of women and feminists and stuff. They're are upset about Harley Quinn's character portrayal in the new movie.
In the movie, because she's dressed very scampy, whatever the word is. Scantily clad.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So there's, and so one of the articles I was reading about that was saying that her origin story in the movie, or what they're thinking the origin story in the movie is going to be, is that of the New 52, where Joker pushes her into the vat of acid, and that's how she becomes Harley Quinn, and she becomes crazy like the Joker.
Okay.
And there's a scene in the trailer where you actually see him dive in after her, and you see his clothes melting off, which then it kind of seems like that's how she gets the blue and red in her hair.
Yeah.
So they're upset because that was the New 52 origin story, and it kind of takes the control away from Harley Quinn, whereas the original origin story is that she chose to do this. She chose to follow him, and, you know, it was more of like a...
It was more of like a cult following. It was kind of a type thing. It was I forget the.
She was a psychiatrist.
She's a psychiatrist. But you know when you start you know what
Stockholm
I'm talking.
Syndrome?
There you go. Yes, Stockholm. It was kind of a Stockholm effect.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
I hear what Mr. Isak is saying.
Refute it.
Would you think people would be more, more accepting of these things if they were like, well, we drew a lot from the New 52 origin stories for this Harley Quinn, or if they said we drew a lot from the Marvel Ultimate Universe for these stories that we're doing right now?
I don't think so, because the people that would pay attention to that and know what that means, they already know that. They already know it's pulled from New 52. The average Joe is gonna say
that's the Bible, that is gospel, that's what happens, right?
They're gonna look
that's
at the movie.
Where I get upset. This is why I call for one for one. Because the average Joe that comes to the movie theater that has no idea who Harley Quinn is or no idea who, you know, this other character is, has maybe even some idea, but has never read the comic books.
Okay.
Has never watched Batman, the animated series.
They literally played Injustice and they seen Deadshot in
Exactly.
Injustice.
And they're like, oh, that's gonna be in I gotta go watch that. They will go to that theater. And they'd be like, that's how Harley Quinn became Harley Quinn? Okay. And then they will go out and try to spread that lie.
And have arguments with people in comic book shops.
Yep.
And they'd be like, I saw it in the movie. That is how it works.
And that's when they get slapped.
So, no. Why? They don't know any better.
Yeah.
Because the people that made the movie went out and said, this is gospel.
I don't think that they're saying this is gospel, though.
Here's the other thing. They may not say this is gospel.
But to the unknowledgeable person.
Because I deal with this with every comic book movie that comes out that my niece sees. She always asks, you know, is that really what happened? And then I have to sit her down and say, here's the truth.
Sweetie.
All right.
Sweetie, no.
Killer Croc eats people.
This is not how it works.
He eats people alive.
Hey, they say that in the movie.
Yeah.
So
I don't want one for one accuracy because it won't. Of course, translate
it
that
right.
well. You know, it's
well.
Not going to be. Falcon's not going to have bell bottoms with the hawk on his arm.
I wish he did have the hawk, though.
See,
that would be awesome.
So
I wish he did have the bell bottoms. That would be great to watch.
I understand that. You know, because time moves on.
Time, era.
Time moves on, and the only comic book that grows with you know that is what Judge Dredd, if anything, that I can think of right now. Mm-hmm. It's probably more, but Judge Dredd is the one that pops out. So, okay, I don't need 100% one for one, but it should have some type of reflective image from the original.
Oh, it should follow. 100%. It should follow the key points. It's like you can't do a Spider-Man story and have Aunt May die instead of Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Or have him bit by a radioactive frog.
Exactly.
Who had, you know, spider DNA spliced with him.
Yeah.
And like
there's
so many mediums that these heroes have been in. Mm-hmm. And other ones seem to get it to where, okay, this is Batman. He does not use guns. The main Batman, the one, you know, this offshoot Batman.
And he will use guns, but they're like special types.
It'll be
of
like
guns,
an electric shotgun.
Yeah,
so it's better.
It's not like a bullet.
Yeah,
he's not gonna whip out a 9mm.
I just watched Batman Bad Blood. It's the animated DC
featuring Taylor Swift.
Featuring Taylor Swift. And there's a scene in there where Talia al Ghul controls Batman and tells him to shoot Robin. And
Batman would never get mind controlled.
And
there's a fault right there.
he kind of breaks the mind control at the last second and shoots a gun out of Talia's hand. And then after that, they immediately animated him with this horrified look on his face, like, what the hell did I just do? Why did I use a gun? All this type of, like, yeah. I've seen it in that. I've seen it in the Justice League where Deadman jumps into Batman's.
I just watched that episode. It was good.
Jumps into Batman's body and shoots a guy, and that results in him, like, flying backwards and, you know, electrocuting himself and killing himself. And then the Batman comes back to his senses once Deadman pops out of him, and he just is horrified and disgusted with a gun being in his hand.
Right.
Then I watched a trailer for Justice League Batman versus Superman, and here comes Batman with the old AK. Now, I really hope that whenever we watch this, it's like electricity comes out the gun or some type of...
It's part of the dream sequence.
Or something, right?
Right.
But I don't know until the movie comes out. I'm just judging on what I see. It looks like an assault rifle, like he is a terrorist.
Exactly.
The point, Aaron, I think you're making is every other medium besides movies gets it right.
Right.
So why can't the movies aspire to be that?
Oh, I 100% agree. I don't think we're ever going to get any sort of, like, whether the source is written or like a TV show or whatever. We're not going to get one for one into a movie.
That's
we're
fine.
Just not.
And we don't
the Martian.
Need that. What? The Martian?
The Martian.
Yeah, the book and the movie were very
well, yeah, the
spot
book
on.
Was written for Matt Damon.
The book
it literally was.
The cover is Matt Damon.
It's Matt Damon, obviously. Anyway. No, there are exceptions. Being more logical. But most of the time, it's not going to be one for one. And that's just how it is. However, there should be lines that they don't cross. Batman doesn't use a gun. Everybody should know that.
Yes. I mean, there are core elements that you have to hit in every character's
backstory. Exactly. Because otherwise, it's not Batman. You're gonna start replacing core characteristics of these characters, and it's not gonna be the same character. It's not you're not gonna have Batman.
At least it's like having
Superman destroy a whole city or something.
I know, right?
That would just be ridiculous.
And
he would
not
never
even
kill
care.
That many people.
And just not even care.
Yeah, he didn't even try to save anybody.
Nope.
It's ridiculous. I think if I was a comic book writer and I saw that happen, if they took my characters and they wrote them in some different way that was out of the imagination that I had for my character, I'd be livid. I'd
One
be
punch
pissed
man now
off.
Has to throw three punches.
Like, yeah, exactly. One punch man now, he's doing combos all the time. Like every single fight.
And he kicks a lot.
I'd be upset.
One kick man.
His only weapon is his foot now.
And I'm so tired of, well, it won't translate well to movies. How do you know? Nobody's tried.
Until you mirror a story.
Yeah. You have no idea.
Let's take that.
Okay.
Okay. And let's look at Civil War.
Okay.
A event in Marvel Universe that spanned, like a decade?
700 years.
It started in a Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man in like 98, right?
Civil War.
No, it was.
I don't think you're thinking of the right stuff.
No, because that's when, I think that's the one where he gets his Iron Spider suit and he talks to Tony. And Tony says that there's stuff coming.
I thought Civil War was like early 90s.
Civil War was in the 2000s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, the
See,
core.
This
the
is
core.
Why we don't oh. have. This is why he went to the movie theaters.
No.
Where they were passing out
no.
comic books.
You know what?
That go
you know
along
what?
With the actual.
No, you go
I'm,
ahead and do some
I'm
research
right
on this.
One.
We'll get back
I'm
to
right
you.
I'm right on this one.
Let's go to the next story.
That's the
next caller.
That's the worst one. And see, it's you've just proven that
no,
Mr.
No,
Isak,
I'm right. I'm right on this one.
Just keep going, Aaron.
I'm kind of just baffled by that whole
the whole Civil War.
That whole Civil War thing. Lando Calrissian to be in the what?
The core event was 2006 to 2007. But that was actually hold on.
What? What's going on? Can I
Webb is
I think he's looking for it.
Okay. He's
Webb
looking
is
for it.
Searching
I don't think,
our okay. our no, library of
yeah,
Marvel.
He's found it.
Okay,
he's,
so this is I think which one was this?
That's the main story
this
arc.
This is I think it's just one though, isn't it?
I think that's all nine
is it
issues.
All
of
nine
the,
issues.
The main story arc.
So this is the main story arc, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But the events itself, if you count the spin-offs, and not even the spin-offs, but just all the other side things that happened that tied into Civil War,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh.
that started in like the late 90s.
I think you're wrong.
All right. Challenge accepted.
We will have the full answers to that on another episode. I guess we have to go to
it's
the archives and look that up.
We'll edit it in.
We'll edit it in at the
yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Marvel? Nope, here it is. Marvel.com, Civil War, the complete event. Okay.
He's like, you will know the history
right now.
Today.
Just not gonna let this go,
I'm
man.
Not going
to
edit
road,
this.
The road to Civil War, The Amazing Spider-Man, issue number 529 in the year 1999.
You're wrong. Well, no, Webb, you
what
were
do
wrong.
What do you mean? Wait, what are you? What
I said 98. My bad.
I thought you said 90.
No, I said 90. I said like 98. But it's, sorry, it's 99.
So it started
but
in 99.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's off the Marvel.com website. So
that is written by a fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views of Marvel do not reflect the views.
Of the VGB.
Oh, sure.
Or Nerd Reactor.
When Webb is right about something.
I never questioned whether you were. You said, when I heard 90, I was like,
you
yeah,
thought
that's
I said
not,
90. Yeah,
yeah,
no. No,
I was
no,
like,
no,
that's wrong. That's definitely wrong. Legos, speaking of Marvel, Legos Marvel Avengers, everybody, is out for review, and it's getting some whatever.
From what I played at whatever last convention I was at, I can't keep track of them anymore.
Wow.
I think it was PSX I played it.
Uh-huh.
It was cool. I mean.
Now, are you upset that they're not one for one? With the comic books and the Lego.
In the Lego universe,
Lego
I don't
universe.
Care. I don't care when it comes to Lego. Lego is just all, like, they can do whatever they want. They just take the characters and have the right personalities.
Did you know that the Lego universe started in 1990?
I did.
Asshole.
There's been a stupid amount of Lego games from Lego Star Wars, the video game, that spans over a good 6 years. This is just going to be the next iteration in a long line of Lego games.
Do you think they'll oversaturate the market?
They've already
stop.
Oversaturated
oh, it's
the
way
market.
Oversaturated.
You know, honestly,
like, people are still buying them.
I think
because they're good.
Games. I think actually, right now we're at a good time frame for the Lego game releases. Back in like PS3,
back
there
in the
was.
90s?
They, yeah, back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
Back in the PS3 days and the 360 days, you know, you had Lego Harry Potter again, and then they had, you know,
oh, yeah,
there were so many Lego games.
Harry Potter
year
one,
because they
were
two,
four.
Yeah.
They skipped, well, they bunched them into two games,
yeah.
One through four and five through seven. But in between those, they also had other Lego games. There was, I can't even keep track. I can't
well,
even
now you
name
have
them.
Jurassic World.
Let me tell you. There was Lego Star Wars, the first one.
Oh, yeah. They had the
Are
original.
Did you really go through the entire list?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Then we skip forward about 1, 2, 3 years and go Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going,
this is,
I'm
back.
The
this
big
is from
ones.
The very beginning.
Then you skip again another 2 years. Harry Potter comes out. Then we skip 4 years and we got the DC Marvel Batman 2. That was when they did the whole kind
of... What I want to know is just in that like period of like 2007 to
okay.
2011, 12.
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Lego games in between them.
In about 5 years, there's eight games.
8 games in 5 years.
So that's oversaturation. Now go from 2000, you know, let's do
2012?
Launch. Let's do the launch of just like the next gens.
Okay, so that's probably Marvel Heroes?
So that would be...
Yeah, I think that's the first one.
Okay, so that's 2013 then, right?
Yeah, 13. Right?
So there's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six in three years.
Two and a half years.
Yeah.
So it's two every year.
I don't even know what Lego Jurassic World was. I didn't see that.
I reviewed it.
Good lord.
That was like one of those freebie games you get with your console that nobody actually has.
That's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, I reviewed that one.
Lego Dimensions is the
Lego
latest
Dimensions
one.
Is actually probably the best Lego game that they have made.
Really?
So yeah, bad. Just because it has, it's kind of like Skylanders or
so you have to buy
Disney
toys?
Infinity. Yeah, so you buy like the different characters, but you can configure the set. You build things with
actual
Legos.
Can I just take
pictures
of my Legos?
I wish, right?
Them into your Xbox.
I wish, right?
I've got a bunch of Lego sets still that I would love to play with.
But yeah, you basically, you know, you buy little sets. It's like, but yeah, you know, and they're coming out with new sets. Like they just launched, or it's about to come out, is Ghostbusters. So I'm actually pretty ecstatic for Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters.
Will they have Doctor Who?
No.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yes.
Why?
They have Doctor Who.
Because Doctor Who is amazing.
It's Boom. A beast.
Moving on. What else you got, Aaron?
I have Gotham City's newest Joker is 18-year-old kid.
I saw that headline today.
Yeah. The newest clown prince of crime in Batman's hometown isn't insane. He didn't fall in a vat of chemicals. Honestly, he's just kind of a dick, it says in this article. That's what's most scariest about him. He's an 18-year-old boy who got turned down from the prom. So decided to put on some... no, I don't know. I didn't read that.
It was very believable.
This is getting too real otherwise, man.
I was like, shit, we could have had hella Jokers.
Yeah, that's probably the latest one. And We Are Robin series. And if you haven't read the We Are Robin series, it just kind of looks like the group of... teens that are all dressed up in like Robin kind of outfits, but not all like looking like Robins in their cone and fighting crime. I got to see one issue online, the first one that I saw, where it was them recruiting another Robin, quote
unquote.
So
are they, is that like a team of Robins?
A team of Robins,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I think I was, last I saw, there was something where a bunch of Robins were fighting each other for the title of Robin.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The one that I saw was just a team of Robins, and they were going around fighting crime.
So that might have been the lead up to that then.
And then one died. Spoiler alert.
You should have led with that.
Jason Todd.
No. Wow, that's terrible. Terrible. But yeah, so I guess he's going to be the main villain now.
So how old is he?
18 years old.
He's 18.
18.
How old is Bruce Wayne in Gotham?
40?
No. In the show Gotham?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
In the show Gotham, he is, I think, 11.
Oh, 11. So,
that terrible thing.
Joker is, math
seven.
Is hard, 7 years old.
Seven.
That's believable.
Yeah, it's believable.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe 7 years difference.
Yeah.
Especially if he's like a young 18.
A young 18? What is that?
If he's not a strong 18, then he's a weak ass 18. Yeah, then
well,
he's
you
okay.
know, it's just like, you know, some people look a lot younger than they do it. You know, from, you know, at any age, some people look much younger than they actually are. So I'm saying he's 18, but he looks like he's like 14, he hasn't hit the growth spurt for some reason.
And now we're talking about how young the Joker looks on the video game bang, everybody. That's awesome, though. That's awesome.
So next story. What you got?
Next story I have is...
Let me know if you run out, because I have one.
Oh, you got one? Go ahead. Shoot.
I played Far Cry Primal.
And you thought?
It was awesome.
Now, this is just basically...
Set a bear on fire.
I did.
I want to do this.
It's just an old school... old time, you know...
It's Far Cry, but just set back in 10,000 BC.
So it's Skyrim with no magic.
I'm not gonna say that.
There was a pretty
awesome part. I'll tell you guys after we're off live because I don't want to ruin the experience for the many people.
In the same universe as the Far Cry series, is this the 10,000 BC?
This is literally the world is called Oros, is what the world is known as at during this time. You play as Takar. He is a member of one of the Winja tribe, which is one of three tribes that were in this land of Oros. It's in the European area.
So lots of white people.
Actually, no.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna be
really?
I'm gonna be dead serious. There's actually quite a bit of black people in there.
Wow! In the Euros,
yeah, is actually most of the Winja tribe was pretty black, and was then one of the other
Winja,
okay. And then the other I can't remember. I think it's I want to say Azul, but that's totally wrong.
That's blue.
It's blue in Spanish, but their tribe was kind of like a darker skin as well, but they were probably more of the Hispanic style. And then there was the I can't remember the third tribe, but they're like Neanderthals, and they were the white tribe for the most part.
That makes about sense.
And
yeah.
You know, they were so the most primitive and stuff like that. So I actually was very happy with the diversity I saw in the game right off the bat. There was a good gender diversity, and there was also a good race diversity.
Sounds like Saints Row 1.
Yeah.
It was the exact same way all the gangs were.
But yeah, I mean, just the fact of being able to, you know, the animals, the wildlife is great. You know, when you go out at night, like it gets dark. Like you have to walk around with a torch to
okay,
see things.
I like that.
Because if
like
you
that.
Don't, like wolves, like all you will literally see are their eyes.
I like
and
that.
They
That's
will,
awesome.
They will attack you in packs in the dark.
Any multiplayer?
But can I dig a hole in the ground and hide till daytime?
No, but you can, it, you can find it. You can find a. sleeping bag and sleep.
A sleeping bag in 2000 BC.
You can't dig a hole, but you can.
Well,
buy a
it's like
bag.
It's
can
like you know, it's like a mat made
it.
Out of like straw or
okay,
whatever.
Okay.
It's basically, or you can go to a camp and
you can find a snuggie.
Yeah. But they have a they've
be
got
invincible.
A they've, the resource system. It's a very demanding on the resources in this one versus other Far Cry games.
Oh.
You know, because the older like Far Cry 3 is what I'm going to base most of this off. Far Cry 3, you know, you'd get materials, you would upgrade. That was pretty much it for your materials. Mm-hmm. You didn't really do much else with them. But, you know, arrows aren't as, you know, just everywhere like bullets in Far Cry.
So you have to, like, craft arrows.
You have to craft arrows constantly.
Okay.
That sucks.
It's actually
does
not
like
too bad.
Does your quiver have a maximum size?
You does, you can only it does. Store. It starts out at
you
8,
can jam
but we
13 in there.
It starts
like
out at
arrow. You can hold an extra one.
It starts out at 8, but I saw it from the menus when I was going through. I think it goes up to 4 or 5 upgrades, and our first upgrade doubled us to 16.
Okay.
So you can probably get up to quite
holding
a bit of arrows.
A giant quiver on your back.
Hey, you know
is
what?
Is there a weight like?
No, but there is maximum quantity for how much stuff you can hold for
okay.
individual items. So
okay.
once you have so much stone or leather or skin from the animals you kill, you can't carry anymore. You have to go back
when
to your
animals
base camp.
Dropping stone. Sheesh.
Well, you can pick up slate and stuff
onyx.
From so you can make
onyxes.
So you can make yeah, there you go. So you can make your clubs and different things, different stuff. The bait system's really cool. So basically when
the
you
same thing like on 4 or whatever where you throw the meat
and then the animals will
yeah,
kind of
okay.
pacify you, sneak
like
up
that.
On it and you can, you know, you pet it and it becomes your familiar.
Nice.
But
nice.
Can I have a mammoth?
You can.
Familiar.
I think you can get a baby mammoth, if I remember right. You can get a baby mammoth.
And then
mammoth.
It'll grow up with me?
No, it will not grow up
can
with you.
Can you name them?
No. I named him while we were playing. My wolf's name was Rocky.
Rocky the wolf?
Rocky the wolf.
Didn't just go with dog meat?
No.
That's terrible.
I was at an Ubisoft event.
Oh.
So. but yeah, that was great. The resource, like I said. But the resources on the map, they're just everywhere. So you know, if you're out of something, you can fast travel to an area where that type of material is, pick it up, and you're good to go.
How do you feel about map size?
Map size is actually really good. 5 different biomes. Biomes are the different types of lands for people out there who don't know what biomes are. Mm-hmm. What I played, I saw open grasslands, forests, swamps, and like snowy mountains. I didn't find the 5th biome while I was playing.
Oddly enough, the surface of Mars. That's the 5th biome.
Swimming, yeah. Swimming work. There's you know, there's lakes and stuff. You swim and caverns and stuff. You have to swim through. No
fish, sharks.
I didn't see any sharks, but I did see they're called bite fish. So
barracudas.
I don't know, but they were called bite fish in the game.
Sounds like a barracuda.
Probably
barracuda.
So those were there. There was tons of like it's definitely slower than other Far Cries, but it doesn't feel slower because there's so much going on in the map
where you'll
be walking around and like a random event will pop up, a random escort mission, or you'll find some members of your tribe that have been captured and you have to defend them and then escort them back to your base or to a point.
Now, so do you think it's slow in the beginning because that's just kind of setting you up, or do you think it's just that going to be paced for the whole game?
I mean, while you're exploring, I think when I was in missions, it's fast-paced. The missions are constant action, tons of stuff to do. obviously slower if you choose to go stealth through when you're taking over camps and stuff. So that type of pacing is controlled by the player.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I mean, the story missions were very, very fast paced. During the last mission I did, which had Far Cry has Primal has the drug trips. Wow. like the other Far Crys, those aren't going anywhere. It's a core part of Far Cry.
Drugs.
It is
part of video games.
It is
just like life.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Hey, they're
multiplayer
realism. I don't believe so.
Okay.
I didn't see any. There was
not mad at it.
Yeah,
not mad at it. But okay.
Far Cry. I think Far Cry is one of those games where it's good open world experience where you don't really need a multiplayer. I don't know how I would feel about a multiplayer other than having somebody else riding on a saber-toothed tiger with me. That would be pretty boss with
pretty
a spear.
Boss.
It sounds like the. With like the time period it's placed in, it sounds like if you add multiplayer, it will become kind of like Ark.
Yeah.
Why not? I think that is
are there dinosaurs?
Ark is dinosaurs, yeah.
No, dinosaurs in Far Cry.
Why aren't there dinosaurs in
no,
Far Cry?
Are there?
Are there?
No, no dinosaurs.
Listen,
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry, no dinosaurs. Yeah, it's pre-dinosaurs.
Post-dinosaurs.
Whatever.
There you go.
I know my history.
They're doing it because we all know dinosaurs never existed and the Earth is flat.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, God.
Did you watch
no,
the Neil deGrasse?
Not,
did you listen to the Neil deGrasse video?
I did not watch
it. Or not
the video.
It's the
David's
song. He had his nephew.
Yeah.
I listened to
not
this. That was awesome.
Yeah. What else you got, Aaron?
I got Evo 2016, since you don't
want
to talk about the Earth being flat.
Yes, I don't.
There's the lineup that's coming out already, of course. Evo is the yearly tournament where they have fighting games from all types.
All the big fighting
games.
The main.
Returning titles, we got Super Smash Bros. Melee, of course, and the Wii U one.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat X, Killer Instinct, and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Was Killer Instinct there last year?
It says returning titles.
Returning, okay.
Yeah. New titles, we got Street Fighter V,
mm-hmm.
Guilty Gear, Exord, Revelator.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Tekken 7, Faded Retro...
Yeah.
Whatever. It's
yeah,
not even
it's,
a
yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Tekken 7, Faded Retribution.
Mm-hmm.
And Pokken Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Pokken. Everybody. So we're getting some Pokemans finally showing up in the old...
I'm excited to see the tournament matchups for that one. I almost want to enter that one.
How many people have played, though, overseas, on this side of the border?
Is it even out?
In Japan, it's not out yet?
I don't know. I haven't kept up with that one, to be honest.
Like, is this going to be a fresh new thing here?
Well, I mean, Street Fighter V isn't out till February.
Alpha, right?
The
they play, like, the beta or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Well, and there's a cracked PC version, apparently,
so
that the pros have been playing.
So somebody's played it.
As soon as it's released somewhere in the world, you can find it.
Yeah.
Exactamundo. But this Pokken...
Well, the global actual release is global for Street Fighter V.
Yeah, but, like, Pokemon, like, if it's in Japan, you can get a copy
of it. Oh, yeah, for
it.
Sure. I gotta look it up now.
What games are we missing from the old fighting genre here? Well, I know
Mortal Kombat,
Soul Calibur, no,
I said Mortal
but
Kombat.
Nobody cares
oh,
about.
Bad.
Nobody
I'm
cares
not paying
about
attention
Soul
to
Calibur.
You.
King of Fighters missing, huh?
Oh
no?
Yeah,
no King of Fighter fans out there.
Okay, so yeah, Pokken came out in
movie.
Japan. Pokken's been out in Japan since July.
See, so boom. When are the good old fashioned Americans gonna have some Pokken time?
Well, you gotta understand these fighting community, the fighting set series.
Well, now we
is
do man versus food. We don't do actual fighting.
Yeah, pretty much. The fighting community is primarily based out of Japan.
Okay.
It is. That's
all the good ones are.
All the good ones, at least, huh?
I mean, the big thing for North America, or the funny thing with North America is, it's, at least in Street Fighter, the top players are all like NorCal based, which is actually pretty cool.
Oh, interesting. Any from Sacramento?
In our own backyard.
You know, I don't remember where LPN is from, but
Webslinger is.
Not
not top tier.
If you can mash buttons.
Oh, he's top tier of something. Top tier of something.
Top tier practice. Top tier practice dummy.
That one.
If you need somebody to get in the ring with you and just take a bunch of punches, call the Webslinger.
I want to still see. I'm gonna watch it. I mean, if it plays on Twitch, of course it's gonna play on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna
watch
it.
Be streaming.
I want to see the Pokken.
That one's gonna be.
Gonna
be awesome.
I want to see who picks what with what and what.
Are we? I'm predicting. A Lucario on the winning team for who wins it. That's what I'm going with. No knowledge of who's good or. Balancing
who's
or anything.
Top tier, who's S-rated?
Either Lucario or like Gengar. It'd be my top two characters.
You're going Lugia?
I don't think Lugia is a character.
I don't think so either.
I know there's Blaziken, Pikachu, Charizard, Suicune,
I want Diglett.
Gengar.
I want Diglett on my team.
If there's a Diglett in this stupid fight game,
he might be like an assist.
I'm gonna go with good old fashioned Pikachu.
You going regular Pikachu? You going regular Pikachu or Luchador Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu.
I don't know what Luchador is.
Luchador?
Yeah.
Like wrestling Pikachu?
Oh.
All right, everybody.
Wow.
We got to wrap this bad boy up because we've got the get off the stage music going right now. I'd like to say thank you for Corey for leaving.
Yeah.
Because without him leaving, this wouldn't have been possible. Right?
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
On a scale of
one. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what'd you guys think?
30.
Sounds about right.
12.5.
Remember, tip your waitresses.
Always.
The earth is flat. Me and B.O.B. believe that.
I believe it.
Whole hearts. For Jada, David Ng, the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, we'll see you this Saturday, everybody, for the Video Game Bang Live.
Hurrah!